非常に okay, fine. So, I want to say Rabbi Weider, who's not here because he's busy eating lunch with the chief rabbi. I told Binyamin maybe two shirim in Hebrew in a row, too much too. A double header. And I want to thank him for his friendship and for inviting me to come and deliver a shir to you. As you see, I currently am around at the Shiva Tosmiel. We'll see if we have time, we can discuss this, tell you a little about the yeshiva. I would like to address the topic of the bracha boremi nemezonot, which just being in the pizza shop across, I know it's a very common bracha, right? But maybe one of the most striking facts regarding boremi nemezonot is it does not appear at all in the Mishnah. I'm sure you have reviewed intensively Mishnah Brachot Perek Vav. And you have noticed that there are many Brachot there, but Boremi Nemezonot does not appear at all in Perek Itzam Mevarchim, in the Mishnah. According to Pshatei HaMishnayot, what Bracha do you make on cake or pastry? Nachon. Al Perot HaAretz, hu omer Bore Pri Adama, chutz min hapat. And since what we make mezonot on is perot haaretz, so kipshuta shel mishnah would assume that they would make borei pri ha'adama on cake. Exciting, right? Now, where does the bracha of borei mina mezonot appear in the Talmudic literature? Only once. In the Tosefta, in the fourth parak. Have you learned it already intensively? Huh?
Some
of it, okay. So let's see if the sum of it is included or not. It appears once there, in Tosefta Parak Dalid, Halacha Vav, right? Here the Tosefta brings the Bracha Boremi name is Zonot in two cases, right? For a case of akoses tachitim, mevarech alehem, borei minei mizraim, afa'an, bishlan, ein apusot kayamot, mevarech alehem, borei minei mizonot, umvarech achareihem, bracha achat, en alacha zayin, akoses et ha'orez, afa'an, bishlan, af al pi shapusot kayamot, mevarech alehem, borei minei mizonot, ein mevarech achareihem klum. This is the one place where borei minei mizonot appears in the Tosefta, regarding a person who eats chita that was baked or cooked in Eina Prusot Kayamot, that's the one case of mizonot, or rice, that afa'an bishlan, and here regard the question if the Prusot Kayam or lo Kayam, the bracha is boremine mizonot. This is the one place where it appears. And I would like to address, to try to explore together, the area where this bracha appears, because if you read the Tosefta very clearly, it would appear that this was in the framework of a sheet of tanaim, which you make a lot of brachot or borei mine. And as you can see very clearly, the Tosefta brings before the bracha of Hevi'u lefanav minei talguma, mevarech alehem borei mine. Kisanin, al azraim omer borei minei zeraim, al atshaim omer borei minei deshaim, and within this framework we have the bracha of borei minei mizonot. Now in the Mishnah, who is the Tana that holds of the Shita that you make a bracha borei minei? Rabbi Yehuda. Let's try to explore, first of all, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim in the Mishnah, then let's go to the Tosefta. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chachamim appear in the Mishnah a few times, three times. In the Mishnah Aleph, Chachamim hold Ketab Mevarchin al Perot Ha'ilan, who omer Borei Pri Ha'et. You notice that very interesting phrase, al Perot Ha'ilan, who omer Borei Pri Ha'et. You discuss that?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So fast forward. Chutz min Ha'yayin, Shal Ha'yayin, who omer Borei Pri Ha'gafen. Al Perot Ha'aretz, who omer Borei Pri Ha'adamah. Chutz min Ha'pat, Shal Ha'pat, who omer Ha'motzil Lechem min Ha'aretz. ועל הירקות אומר בורא פרי האדמה, רבי יהודה אומר בורא מיני דשאים. Later on, in Mishnah Gimel, yes, sir, you know, a quick question. Yeah.
Quick question.
Say anything.
Presumably, on fruit that grows from a tree, Rabbi Yehuda would agree to say Bar Prayer 8.
Right. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita appears only to be on vegetables, on Yerakot. We do not see a far-going machloket regarding Pirot HaIlam. True.
And then in this section of the Tosefta that they interpreted maybe in the style of Rabbi Yehuda, which looks all the other brachos, so they don't relate to Bore Freis at all.
True.
So it's always absent from that discussion.
It's a good question. Let's, with your permission, put it aside. Even though Binyamin is right, that Rabbi Yehuda appears with Bore Minei Deshaim in the Mishnah only regarding Yerakot, it is very clear from the Mishnayot later on that the phrase min keeps repeating itself within the framework of Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Al davar she'en gidulo min haaretz omer she'akol niya bidvaro. Al chometz ve'al agovai ve'al hanovlot hu omer she'akol niya bidvaro. Rabbi Yehuda omer kol shehu min klala hem mevarchim alav. The phrase min repeats itself within the framework of Rabbi Yehuda. And later on, Mishnah Daled, Hayu lefanav minim harbe. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im yesh beneihem mimin shiv'a, alav hu mevarech. V'chachamim omrim mevarech, al eizeh mehen she'irteh. I would even suggest that while the bracha is defined by the title of the perek, Ketzad mevarchim al haperot, as birkat haperot, borei pri, האדמה, בורא, פרי העץ, perhaps also בורא, פרי, הגפן. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, how would you call, which title would you give to the brachot in this parak? Or say, Seyri is striking for a term,
Birkat.
Kataminim.
Except that we have something called for
Kataminim.
I know.
But that's Lichorav, Yisod Machlok, Rabbi Yehuda
Chachamim. The distinction Minim versus Minim, or they both say,
Why not? Who says that the bracha in 23 has the copyright of the phrase Birkat
HaMishumalim?
But it would seem, we could take from the Mishnah, that while Chachamim HaBirkat HaPerot, I will try to later on to try to explain or understand together what's behind this machloket. But while Chachamim HaBirkat HaPerot, the brachot are borei pri, borei pri, borei pri. Rabbi Yehuda has a different bracha, which is birkat haminim. The bracha relates to the type. When I would ask, tell me, you discuss it, where the chachamim take their nuschei brachot? It's crazy. Did you discuss that?
Yeah, I think we have a massive ratio a lot of that. We have although even the other framework does as well. Rabbi Borei Minei Nefashos is
clearly, as you mentioned, the matbeot lashon of chachamim are taken from Breshit Aleph.
Right.
While now, why are they taken from there? Did you discuss that too?
Yes.
For a simple reason. Because how does the Kodesh Baruch Hu describe in Bereshit Aleph?
The Bore.
As the Bore of the world. And when I meet nature, when I want to eat a fruit, or I want to eat a tomato, or I want to drink a glass of wine, I basically meet the Creator through his...
Hey, right? Chazan has an article about that.
In the Sefer Yovel of Rav Boria. Right.
Nice article.
Yeah.
So I meet the Rav Boria wrote about it too, if you came on it. Rav Boria,
first chapter.
Yeah. And the reason why Ephraim Chazan wrote that article in the book in order of Rav Boria, because Rav Boria wrote on the topic also, okay?
Okay.
See, he was nice. He wrote about something that he agreed with Rav Breuer.
Scholars that I know that they usually the same for Yovel to somebody, they write a thing they disagree with
him. Okay, I won't say names, but I have somebody in mind, okay? Who is a minute kavua by him. He always did that. Okay.
No, it's the same Shammai. Anyway. No, but it's only
a technicality that you take Matzvot Lashon from Brishit Aleph. The foundations, the roots of the world of Birkot HaPerot are rooted in that chapter.
Meaning, because Baruch Hu created the world in Sheshit Yemei Brishit, he's described as the creator in Brishit Aleph. And when we meet nature, when we use nature, we meet the creator of nature, and therefore we refer to him as he's described in the Torah. Because Baruch Hu is Borei Eitz Hoseh Pri, Eitz Pri, so we say Borei Pri Eitz. That's what's behind. Well, what's behind Rabbi Yehuda? I would like to delay for a moment. I would just like to point out it for now and try to analyze it from within the framework of the Mishnah, that even though you mentioned the word mean is taken from perhaps also from Brishit Aleph, we'll explore that immediately, okay, within the framework of the Tosafta, but let's remain within the framework of the Mishnah. It would seem that Rabbi Yehuda requires a larger specification of brachot. Meaning what's behind Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that I have to be more specific. And the general description of all perot ha'aretz is pri adama, they do not specify the uniqueness of vegetables from perot ha'adama. And therefore, what does Rabbi Yehuda require? To make a more specific bracha, which will relate to it as being type of deshaim. Borei minei deshaim.
When do we use desha in Hebrew? It's not exactly the most common. In the Oth desha yara mitzeg, but mainly it's a...
It's true.
Rabbi Yehuda requires more specification. In the case that the Mishnah brings, the specification is within the framework of nature. Within nature, you have a larger category called Perot Haaretz, and you have a subcategory of vegetables, but the difference between them exists within nature. Now, if we go to the Tosefta, its relationship to Rabbi Yehuda is very problematic. I don't have a satisfactory explanation. But you can clearly see that the Tosefta in Perek Daled, starting Halacha Daled, is within a framework of the brachot, which are brachot borei minei. Let's start reading it together. If you look for now, Talguma. Do you know what Talguma is?
Yeah, sure.
That's
mixture
of different
fruits. What
did you say this?
Right.
It's a mixture of different fruits and dry fruits. Perhaps I can read it to you and show everyone. Does anybody here read Greek?
Yes. Yeah.
You? Good. Okay, so you're going to read it, okay? You'll be the Balkar right now, okay?
Do I do every time?
In the modern world, Targima, I would say, is... what is Targima here across the street? Any snack, I mean, potato chips could be Targima? Yes or no?
I mean, do they have to be Mikarotadama, or...
I don't know, but Mini Targima is... It's dessert, okay, which is, in their time, it's perot yaveshim. Okay. Now, what bracha do you make on minei targima? Borei minei. Kitanim. Now, what is kitanim, do you know? Kitanim is dessert in what language? In Aramaic, right. Now, here, you don't take not targima, not kitanim from
Tanakh,
right?
Right. Neither.
Neither one, right?
Don't say kitanim.
הביאו לפניו תרגימה, לברך עליהם בורא מיני קיסונים. שלום עליכם. How was the lunch?
What brachas did you make?
Rabbi Yehoshua said, in case you make Rabbi Adama, because you're chachamim.
I hope you don't feel a lot of
I avoided any chemist.
Okay. Anyways, we're now learning the Tosefta, if you're the son of Inei Targima, Yivarech Alem Borem Inei Kisanim. Lieberman suggests to explain this halacha. I'm reading what Lieberman is saying. Ein ben targimo ven kisanim velo klum. Ela shavishon yevanit vasheni kanire shemit.
The same phrase in different languages. Okay, this is in Hebrew, this is in Yiddish. Now, what do you think of a bracha
borem inei kisanim? What a halachic shita is reflected there?
That the bracha does not reflect the way it created in nature. What does the bracha reflect?
The way it served to you.
Exactly. Let's continue the Tosefta.
Al Azraim omer borem inei Zraim. Al Adeshaim omer borem inei Deshaim. And now we have a problem here in relationship to the Mishnah.
Oh.
I don't know a good explanation. Rav Shaul Lieberman did not know one either.
Al Irakot Omer Borei Pri Adama. Rav Yehuda Omer Baruch Matzmiach Adama Bidvaro. Same Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah says Borei Minei Deshaim. Suddenly here says Baruch Matzmiach Adama Bidvaro.
Lieberman had some suggestion which I don't know if you've learned. I don't like it. He said it's like a general bracha on vegetables. This is the equivalent to shahakol. I don't like it. I would rather say now, instead of being making our minds busy with checking for beautiful shita, so let's talk about the shita of Birkas Haminim in the Mishnah and compare it to the shita of Birkas Haminim in the Tosefta, regardless of the question of who is the Bala Shita. The Bala Tosefta here clearly has a shita which is Birkas Haminim. And later on,
Rabbi Meir אומר, אפילו ראה את הפת ואמר, ברוך אשר ברא את הפת, זו כמה היא נאה, זו ברכתה. ראה את התאנים ואמר, ברוך שברא את התאנים וכמה היא מברכתה. And apparently Rabbi Meir is reflecting a shita
that is no matbע קבוע yet for a brachet. You have to express your התפעלות, is it התפעלות?
Wonder.
You wonder how you're impressed by what you see, that's enough. And then we have this very strange phrase by Rabbi Yehuda. Back to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, כל שנשתנה מבריאתו ושינה ברכתו יצא.
And how do we explain that? So Shaul Lieberman, when he breaks his teeth on this, he makes a suggestion which seems nice based upon the Targum and the Kisani, it doesn't work well in the word.
He suggests that this is a general rule in Brachot which reflects the rule of Birkat Haminim.
Whenever it changes, נשתנה מבריאתו, so what do you have to do? Have to change the bracha. In other words, what he's suggesting is that
the bracha you make is borei minei, and now fill in. What do you fill in? The name of the food that you're eating. So if you eat zraim, what do you fill in?
Zraim. If you eat deshaim, what bracha do you make? Borei minei deshaim. I heard from you learned already the Yerushalmi. If you eat a nefesh, so what do you fill in?
Borei minei nefashot, then you lose your appetite, you become a vegetarian, right? But that's the bracha you make, borei minei nefashot. If you eat targumas, so what do you fill in? If you eat kugel, what do you fit in? Borei minei kugel? Kugel is a great ma'adan, you know,
kugel is served in kiddushim in my show. But that's the chorav, you have to realize that the kisanin and targumah, they're not biblical terms, they're not Hebrew.
In other words, you fill in the name of what you're eating. Now, this doesn't work out in the words of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying it b'lashon the Eved. Kol shenishtana mibriyato v'shino b'rchaso yatsa. But apparently the chatchila no, but Rav Shaul Lieberman's explanation is that it's a rule which is the chatchila, right?
He doesn't give a good explanation for that. I do not see anybody else that gives a good explanation. One thing I can say very clearly, that the Shita of Birkas Haminim is a very widespread Shita. I mean, there are many Borei Minei, Borei Minei, Borei Minei. Let's continue. There's Borei Minei Kisanin, Borei Minei Zraim, Borei Minei Deshaim. There's Borei Minei in the Yerushalmi, you learned it already, on rice.
Borei Minei Ma'adanim. Can you learn that? Borei Minei Ma'adanim. And is Borei Minei Nefashot in the Yerushalmi?
So the natural continuation is borei mine mizanot. Yes, please.
Wait, could the term yatsa, meaning which normally sounds like b'diavad, could it just be used here to contrast with previous languages lo yatsa?
That's what he suggests. It's written in the lashon of b'diavad because Rabbi Yossi wrote in the lashon of b'diavad. See, Rabbi Meir reflects the shita that there is no nusach kavua for brachas. Rabbi Yossi insists that you have to change. It's usher to change matzbeach chacham. Meaning there is a matzbeach kavua, and Rabbi Yehuda here says some in between shita.
There's a matzbeah kavua of the borei minei, but what? How to finish the bracha? Which means that you fill in yourself.
It's possible. I don't think it's 100% satisfactory, but it's possible. But in any case, we see here what.
If you were choosing a compromise position, it would sound like he's arguing as Rabbi Yosef Hatzila, and not Rabbi Meir, and that's right, Lusura, but it's sort of more like Rabbi Meir to be allowed, not as. The lo yatsa doesn't imply that yatsa, therefore, should be halachatzila.
Right. I don't know. I don't think it's 100% satisfactory, but there's one thing that I do know, that the Birkas Haminim is a very widespread shita. And I would add also that the Birkas Haminim, since it takes us to spheres which are not at all as the food appears in nature, when we relate to Birkas Haminim, we relate to it as being targima, to being kisanim, it would seem that this rule of specification in brachot does not have to relate to the way it appears in nature, but the way it appears in my plate, the way I meet it. And the yisod of Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that we specify brachot because the variety of types of food is a reflection of the wisdom of God. And our ability not only to eat food in one format, you know, I remember once when I was here, when I learned in YU, 1982. I still most of you weren't born yet, right? A very different institution then, you know. Very different. And I remember once on one of our trips to Boston, we stopped in a Hojo, and there were 103 flavors of ice cream. And I thought to myself, what was the world missing with their 102 flavors that they had to develop 103? And then I thought, you know, it shows also the ability of man to vary so much. Meaning, the fact that in a restaurant there are so many types of food, this is a, I would say, it's a reflection of the shefa in the world that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us to be, I would say, many ways to enjoy the world. And we recognize that comes from God, too. Now, I would point out two things. A, if we go back now to the Mishnah, we can see that Lichara, that's what's behind the other two machlokot, the Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Because besides the machloket, if you specify on Irakot, Rabbi Yehuda says in a min klala, you don't say a bracha. Now the mine klala are rooted from within nature. They were created by the Kodesh Baruch Hu too. Kodesh Baruch Hu is bore of these minim. On the other hand, if I relate to it not as it was created, but as it's in front of me, eating it is not a blessing. And the same I would relate to the machloket of Hoylefon of Minim Harbe. According to Chachamim, what I'm interested in is the origin. They're all originated as perot ha'etz. So Chachamim say, Mevarech alezah mehen she'yil seh. While Rabbi Yehuda says, Minim Harbe, I am able to even distinguish, to classify between the different perot of Shiva Sami, of different perot, therefore min Shiva is different than other perot I love. So I make Birkat Haminim. Yes, please.
How would Rory mean the brachos be different to be a big kasha here? Meaning the brachos definitely does not mean it's not like, I hope not. So,
if you're not in relating to the way Kodesh Baruch Hu created,
Nefesh Chayav, I mean,
no,
exactly. In fact, I think it's the only place, meaning the pure Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, unless you say, I don't think it's
a
pure
Kodesh Baruch Hu.
I want to ask you a question.
By the tree.
Oh,
you're
right.
What's the
tower? He said Mazriya is not Rabbi Nachman. We know he doesn't have Rabbi Nachman. Well, he has Tushayi.
I want to ask a general question. I want to ask a general question about meat, which I don't know what its meaning is, but Chachamim seems to ignore the world of meat. If you look at Chachamim, Birkas HaPeres, what bracha do you make on the basar going to Chachamim?
No, they mentioned go by.
So what bracha do you make? Chachamim. I'll take you to a different area, which I once delivered to Shir years ago. The world of Hilchot Shabbos. Are you aware that Hilchot Shabbos have Sidur de Pas, Sidur de Beget, but they don't have anything relating to the world, the agricultural world of milk? I mean, Cholev and Shabbos doesn't appear in line Lama Tes Malachas. So what is Cholev, do you know?
It's a Farek, I mean, which Malachas?
It's a Farek or Kotzer or Dash.
They have to find, you have to be in somewhere.
But
to
some
extent,
it's not there. No, I don't know what's behind this. This ignorance of theirs, I would say, conceptually, the world of the neglect, or I don't know, but the halachic significance is that the halachot, the categories relating to meat, they're all under categories and concepts which are from in the world of what grows.
The milk. The milk.
There isn't a conceptually function of Mishkan. So you don't
depends where you put Mishkan when you go to when you go to the essential list.
I remember. I think that was
from what I from what I understand from reading the Tanaim, Mishkan is only brought in when you have a malacha, which is a good habamina to say it's not a malacha. So how do you prove it's a malacha? Because it was a Mishkan. But Mishkan is not the foundation of the list.
Right.
The list is rooted in something else. The list is rooted in Sidura the Pas, Sidura the Vega, that's what the list is rooted in. That's what I think. Let's put it aside, okay, because we still want to do a lot of things. Okay, I'll put it aside. But what I'm pointing out is that while Chachamim say the Brachot go back to the way they appear in nature, the Borei Mineh turns to us and says, the way we meet the food, we have to specify the Brachot. And I would add that perhaps there's a very essential machloket here on how to relate to the transformation or the process that food goes through from the way it appears in nature until it reaches our plate. Because humans, different from animals, they do not eat their food as it appears in nature. They have to process it. They have to prepare it. Wine, let's go to the two central foods in the Mishnah, wine and bread. Bread is prepared by humans. Wine is prepared by humans. We cook our food. You're going to learn yet the sugya of shlakot, because you see how to relate to that. We cook our food. Animal eats within nature. It just grabs and eats. And the human has a way to eat. And here, perhaps, the machlok at the Rabbi the Chachamim is how to relate to human action, which is done in the form of processing the food. Chachamim seem to be saying, what's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's part in the deal? Because it appeared in nature in its, I would say, naked format. And whatever humans did later on, and were able to create 103 flavors of ice cream, and maybe millions of, thousands and thousands of types of food. And I don't know how many foods humans have created only from potatoes. That's a human wisdom. And I bless God and what he did. I bless God that he gave Pri Adama. Whatever is beyond that, I don't relate to God as doing that. Well, Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying, Borei Mineh Kisanim, even though Kisanim are made by human beings, they do not appear as Kisanim in nature, that perhaps we see the human ability to do so as being given the wisdom by the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's why I can relate to the Kodesh Baruch Hu as being behind all this variety of meaning in the world. So that's the explanation as you explain it. Let's now return to our to the Birkas HaMinim, please.
Even the HaMinim would say,
I'll refer to that later, okay? Good question. It's true. I'll relate to Birkat HaPat later, okay?
Please. How would you... So how are you fitting in this being called... You mentioned very briefly how you fit in the other two machlokos in that framework as well. The
Goshen Mishwala and the Mishin Chachamim have Birkat HaPerot.
Okay.
Goes back to Breshit Aleph. That is the naked format of nature. Because Baruch Hu and Breshit Aleph created Perot HaEis, Perot, in the Tanakh it says Perot Ha'etz, and you create a different type, and whatever he created, that's the bracha you make when you meet the food. And Rabbi Yehuda says you make a bracha on the type that you fish. You eat kisanin, you say kisanin, you eat zraim, okay, zraim, you fill in. Now, I would add, I understand that you have done this already, so I'll do it very quickly, that it's very clear that the Shita, which in the Mishnah is affiliated with Rabbi Yehuda, and a Tosefta Perek Dalet, where that was a common Shita in Eretz Yisrael through the Gaonic time. In different Haggadot, I see over here, you have the Haggadah of Goldsmith.
Yes.
Did you go through those Haggadot?
Did you not do it yet?
So let's do it together briefly. It is very clear that they, Halacha Lemaisa, were knowing the Birkat Borei Yineh in the Barite format. In the Gnizah were found a few Haggadot of Nusach Eretz Yisrael. I brought you two. One is the first one which was discovered and published. It's called Haggadah of Green Stone. It appears in Goldschmidt here. You can see the full Nusach. When to understand the part we are, this is the Eretz Yisrael minig of the so-called karpas. What do you guys take for karpas?
Parsley.
Celery, potato. How much do you eat?
This last year I actually ate
more than a kazai.
I was at a particular seder where the rab had a special sheet or whatever.
How did you feel about it?
Everybody in the bus just afterwards.
Yeah, but you know what karpas was in Eretz Yisrael or also kifutas or mishnah? You have a mishnah tzach in there? Did you go to an oriental restaurant in Israel? You go to an Ashkenazi restaurant, okay? So what do? They bring you a menu. And if you say, can you please bring a pitcher of water? Then they'll bring the pitcher of water. And until you don't order anything from the menu, they won't bring you anything. You know what happens when you go to the so-called Misada Mizrachit? You know the first thing they put out? They bring a pile of pitot.
And
they
charge you on the bill.
They charge you on it. They charge you on it, of course. You know that when you go into the restaurant. Yeah. But they bring it to you. Then they bring you, you know, hummus and klina and madbucha and Mizrahi carrots, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if you read the Mishnah in Psachim describing karpas, the Mishnah says, in Kuf Yud Dalet, Heviu lefanav metabel b'chazeret ad shemagia leparferet apat. The simplest reading of the Mishnah is that they had a few parperot. They had a few first courses. And the Mishnah says, until the last parperet, that's the parperet apat, now we proceed in Heviu lefanav Matzah Chazeret. Now I will show you these parperot. It's unbelievable. First of all, they would do Amasilas Yadayim. Take a look, it's on line 57 on. Then they would say Borei Pri Hadama, so we know they had some vegetable or Pri Hadama. Then a Borei Pri. Hey, now look at their bracha achrona. We can't deal with that today, but you can see that they had a very interesting bracha achrona. Then borei minei ma'adanim, and the bracha achrona is also. You can see that there's a the parallel to borei pri ha'etz. You have a shel bara et kol pri. Borei minei ma'adanim. What's the bracha achrona? Shel bara minei ma'adanim. Adem em nefashot rabot. And then we have the famous bracha borei minei nefashot. So what's the bracha achrona? Yeah, and you see here, I don't know if you discussed it already, the Borei Nefashot in the framework of the Yerushalmi is clearly like that. And also here, so it starts as a Baruch Achrona for Nefashot, and that's why it fits so much. Bara Nefashot Rabot Lachayot Behem, meaning he created the animals Lachayot Nefesh of human. That's what the original Baruch means. And you go to a different Haggadah, which Ezra Fleischer, Alav HaShalom, published in the Sefer HaZikaron to my uncle, Vitorsky, where you see a similar thing. Borei Pri Adama, Borei Pri Ha'et, Asher Bara Arim Ufkaot, and then you have Borei Minei Mizonot, Borei Minei Ma'adanim. We know from the Yerushalmi, the bracha for what?
For rice.
Borei Minei
Ma'adanim
is for rice.
Only rice.
They did not keep kidneys. Okay, you know that. And then you have a very strange bracha achrona. I won't discuss. But you see what a karpas they had, you know. And their karpas, they had meat, they had rice, they had a fruit, they had some salad or a vegetable, you know. And then when they finished all that, what did they do? Then they did magid, you know, huh?
Sushi that they had.
Sushi they had in stomach. Yes, it's unbelievable.
And I can imagine that it's a totally different Seder experience. I mean, they don't do the Seder when they're hungry. You know, this year I wasn't in the Seder with my parents, that was in my in-laws, but I was told that my father reached Motzei Matzah at midnight, so I finished the Seder at 4 o'clock in the morning. Now you're on an empty stomach, you know, it's a real... I in Karpas, I always give my kids much more than the kids' eyes, you know, I just stuff them, you know. Now, I'm not saying anybody should run and do this, we don't have Minhagim of Bnei Eretz Yisrael, but still, we see here a very live reflection of the world of Bracha Rishana. They were knowing Allah Lemaise, the Bracha of Borei Mine, Borei Mine, we see him Adani, Mefashot, etc. And what I would add on, that it's very clear on the other end, that the Bavli systematically outruled the Bracha of Borei Mine, and the Bavli systematically used the Bracha of Borei Pri or Shehakol. I'll show you one example. If you relate back to the Yerushalmi,
isn't that really already the precursor to that?
I agree. The Mishnah Gnor is Borei Mine too in the Chenami. Now, if you go to for a second and compare the story of Rabbi, okay, let's go back to Yerushalmi. I assume that you know it. That's why I didn't read it before. Line 47. Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov Mishnah Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba. Rabbi Kshayochel Basaro Veita Haya Omer Asher Baran Nefeshot Rabot Lachayot Behem Nefesh Kol Chai. How does the Bavli bring this story? It's in the end of the parak, on Daf Mem Dalet. The Bavli says, Mem Dalet Amud Bet, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Dini Mishum Rabbeinu Al Abaya Val Minei Kupara. The same story. Mevarech Shehakol. The Yerushalmi will say Borei Minei Nefashot, and the Bavli will say Shehakol. And notice this, the Ramban, in a remark that he made in his chidushin to our parak, where the Ramban, it was Goreis in the Gemara and Daf Mem, you should know. In our Gemara, the Nusach is, in Mem Amud Beis, the Gemara said, we will, just a moment. Gemara says, Ein Alocha K'Rav Yehuda. And the Ramban was Goreis in the Gemara, Hilchos K'Rav Yehuda. The Ramban is a long remark. I'm not going to read the whole thing now. I'll just point it out to you. It's a Kedushim to Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. The Ramban says, Hadetnan Rav Yudah Omer Borei Minei Deshayim. If Nesh Rav Yudah Sover B'chol Davar Shal Set Pri U'Pilyo Ma'achal Adam Mevorech Borei Pri Aval Ha'irakot She'yelkan Ne'echal V'zaran Elon Ne'echal Borei Minei Deshayim. And he says, L'fum Ha'itayma Amrinan B'Yerushalmi B'Koseis Orez V'chita Borei Minei Zeraim. ושם בתוספת על הזרעים הוא אומר בורא מיני זרעים על השעים בורא מיני זה שעים העניין לומר שמברכים על כל מין ממין בפני עצמו לרמב"ן noticed this תוספת and he says ופסקו בגמרא את מר עמוד א' I'm sorry אמר רב זרע הלכה כרב יהודה רבי צזלמן points out on the bottom בנוסחי דידן גרסינן אין הלכה כרב יהודה and based upon that the רמב"ן says ראיתי לגאונים ורבינו זר שלא כתבו בחיבוריהם פסק זה וכולם כתבו בורא פרי האדמה ונראה שהם זר סומכים בזה בסוגיות שבפרק הזה שלא הסכימו ברכתו של רב יהודה בשום מקום. All the sugyas, one after the other, always busy saying, Borei Pri, Borei Pri. And Ramban is debating, is that really a raya that they didn't hold of Rav Yehuda? Maybe they didn't say Borei Pri because that's the easiest thing to say. So Ramban noticed this, but I think that we can say that it's very clear that Bnei Eretz Yisrael were knowing the world of Birkat Haminim, as we described it. While it seems like Rabbi Jeremy said also the Mishnah already, but clearly the Bavli adapted the world of Birkat Borei Pri Adama Birkat HaPirot. When now let's return to the topic of our Shir, Borei Minim Zonot, the appearance of Birkat HaMinim, of Birkat Borei Minim Zonot in the Tosefta, which is in the framework of Birkat HaMinim, would seem to imply that whoever says Borei Minei Zraim, Borei Minei Deshaim, Borei Minei Kisanim, will also say Borei Minei Mezonos. While, according to Chachamim, as you mentioned in the beginning of this year, it's Mistaber, that if whoever says Borei Pri Adama and all Minei Adama, what bracha should he make on the cake? Huh? Borei Pri Adama. Now we have to ask ourselves, is what's behind the adapting of Birkat Borei Minei Mezonot by the Bavli, even though the Bavli doesn't hold the Shita of Birkat Aminim. So let's say they learn together the Gemara in Brachot in Lamed Vav Amud Bet, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and you can see very clearly within the Gemara the adaption of Birkat Borei Minim Zanot by the Sukkah that holds like Chachamim that it within the framework of Birkat HaPerot. Hey, the Gemara quotes, I brought it to you, everyone wants to see the Gemara here, but you can see your own Gemaras. In my page, it's from line 80. Gufa Rav Shmuel Damo et Halvayu Kol Shehu Michameshet Aminim Mevokhim Laborein Le Mezonot. First of all, now we understand very well the Chiddush of Rav Shmuel. On the one hand, Rav Shmuel are Mechadesh the Bracha of Borei Minim Mezonot within the framework of Bavli Brachas, which holds like Chachamim of Birkat HaPerot, and they have another Chiddush. They identify it. What gets Birkat Borei Minim Mezonot? What gets it? Chameshet Minei Dagan. And then the Gemara goes to explore, does that really come out from looking at Tanakh sources? Yes, please, Jeremy.
And we've actually spoken about this share yesterday, mm-hmm. and observed that the Gemara citation of Rav Shmuel earlier in the parallel era then, was actually not a quote, but was an extrapolation based upon these two statements and the way the Gemara understands them. But wouldn't it be more logical, as opposed to saying they're taking Birkat Aminim, that they're really coming from the Tosefta tradition, which is not, that there's one part which is Birkat Aminim, there's another part which focuses on Hamishat Minim, Dagan, and Oris Zohan, and that's really what their source is. They're not working in the world of Borei Minim, and this is not an attempt, it's not to pull that in. And clearly the Bob, I mean, the notion, the way you're suggesting they were Mechadesh, that it's these five things, was really, it wasn't these five things as opposed to all the other foods in the world that could be called Mizanot, but these five things as opposed to Oris HaDelchan, because they're working in the world of the Tosefta.
Let's go back to the Tosefta for a second, line 34. You see the difference between Nusach HaBerford and Vina? In Ktav Yad Vina, the Nusach is HaKoses Et HaOrez Mevarech Alav Borei Pri HaAdamah. In Erford and at Yerushalmi, Minei Zayim. It's very clear over here that the Nusach Machlok between the Nuschaot, I would say, is if this Halacha is said within the world of Birkat HaPerot, within the framework of Birkat Aminim. Now, if you ask my opinion, it's very clear, I think, that the original Nusach here is Minei Zrayim, and you see that from Halacha Vav, HaKoses Tachitim Mevarech Alehen.
Right, but the Nusach of the Bavli.
So now let's go to the Bavli, exactly. But I'm saying, within the Tosefta and the Yerushalmi, it's very clear that the whole framework of Koses Et Achita and Koses Et Ha'orez are also within the framework of Birkat Borei Birkat Aminim.
Right.
You have Birkat Borei Minei Zlaim and you have Birkat Borei Minei Zonot. So let's see what happens in the Bavli. And then perhaps we'll go back to Rav Shmuel, okay? When the Bavli tries to explore Rav Shmuel's Memra that identifies Birkat Borei Minei Zonot with Chameshet Minei Dagan, let's listen to the term Minei. So the Gemara, I won't read everything here, but the Gemara brings a few rayot from Brighton. Line 89, Batanya, Yibiru Lefanav, Pat Orez, Pat Dochan, Mevarech Alav, Tchila Vasof, Temaase Gdera. Lagabei Maase Gdera, Tanya, Batchila Mevarech Alav, Borei Minim Zonot, Vavasof, Mevarech Alav, Borcha Achat Mein Shalosh. The Gemara answers, Kemaase Gdera, Velo Kemaase Gdera. Kemaase Gdera, Mevarech Tchila Vasof, Velo Kemaase, Dilu Maase Gdera. מברך על הבורא מיני מזונות ובסוף ברכה אחת מהן שלוש ואילו אחת בית כמה מברך עליו שהכל מיני מדברו ובסוף בורא נפשות ובורא נכנס לנו כל מה שברא. Hey, if you learn the Tosefta, you already see the difference here between the Bavli and the Tosefta on a different issue, which I will not address today, perhaps shortly, and that is, what bracha do you make after Orez according to Tosefta? Hein מברך אחריהן כלום. You know what klum means?
Nothing.
Klum. 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 Klum is gornish, but gornish nothing. And Shivim Lashon say it. Apparently they made no bracha achrona after this. While in the Bavli, what do you see? There was bracha achrona. What is klum? Klum became a long bracha, burning the fashion. You see that? That's one thing. The second thing, which I will not address here today, but I'll just mention it, that while in the Tosefta, which bracha achrona do you make when you make a bracha achrona? What is it called? Bracha achat. In the Bavli, what is it called? Bracha achat mein shalosh. Now, that's a whole large, it's a very interesting topic, but I will not address it today. Now the Bavli continues, and the Bavli asks, Ba'ora is lav maisek derehu, v'atani ele maisek derehu, kilka, targi, solid, zarid, arsan, doris. So the Gemara says, Omani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Tanya Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, Orez min daganu, v'chayvin olchim uto karet, v'adam etzim edich otav ha-Pesach. So Orez, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, is included in the Minei Dagan. But the Gemara rejects it, v'rabbanan la, v'atanya. Then they quote our Tosefta. Let's see how they quote it. Hachuse istachita mevarech alav, Borei Pri Adama. What does our Tosefta say? Borei min Ezraim. It's clear that the Tosefta here, the Lashon of the Brisa, is brought in within the framework of the Shita of Birkat HaPerot. Chana Afa'a Bishlav Izman Shapusot Kayamot Batkila Hamotzi Vosov Shalosh Brachot Ein Apusot Kayamot Batkila Borei min Ezraot Vosov Brachachat Ben Shalosh. The same difference that I pointed out before, from Brachachat to Brachachat Ben Shalosh. Hakoseh Seta Orez. What's the Lashon of the Tosefta? So it depends upon the different Kitzvayad. But I think it's clear that the Nusach was Borei min Ezraim. Again, in the Bavli, what's the Nusach? Borei Pri Ha'adama. Chano, Afaro, Bishlo, Afa Pish, Apusot, Kayamot, Mizonot, Ulvasof, Borchachat, Mein, Shalosh. What is it saying, Arta Sefta? Borchachat. Yeah, Sefta and Orez. What does the Sefta say in Orez? Klum. What does the Bavli say? Borchachat, Mein, Shalosh. The Gemara continues, Mani. Ilema, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Ha'amar Orez, Min, Daganu, Hamoti. V'shalosh brachot by bruche. Elalav rabanan, v'tyufta de rav shmuel, tyufta. Amar mar, akoses tachita mevarech ala borei pri adama, v'atanya borei minei zroim. What does the Bavli have in front of it? The brisa, the tosefta, it's in the shita of who? Huh? Birkat haminim. Amar ravuna, lo kashi, ha rabiu, da rabanan. But I'm trying to tell you already for the past hour. Where does the Bavli know Rabbi Judah from?
Mishnah.
From the Mishnah. Now if we ask ourselves about the what's behind these scenes and this Gemara that it reached the conclusion of Tiyufta the Rav Shmuel Tiyufta, so I think that the explanation is very simple. The bracha of Borei Minei Mizonot appears in the Tosefta as a bracha both for Orez and both for Dagan. Clearly not in the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Clearly not in the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, as the Gemara points out very clearly. Because if it was the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, there would be no difference between Orez and Dagan. They would be the same. Clearly not in the framework of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Right? Now the Gemara here has a brisa which holds that you have a Borei Minei Mizonot on Orez, even though Orez is not one of Minei Dagana, that doesn't match the Mamra of Rabbi Shmuel. Now what's behind this disharmony? What's behind it, I think, is something very clear. If I'm in the framework of Borei Minei Mizonot, of Birkat HaMinim, there's no indication at all in Tosefta that Mazon has to be Chamesh Minei Dagan. What do you think Mazon is? You learn the Gemara and the Flamenham with Bay? Zayne, Tzmarim of Zayne? You think potatoes could be zayne?
According to this,
how do you say pachmema in English?
Carbohydrates.
I used to always think to myself when I learned this Gemara that perhaps mazon is carbohydrates. Whatever fills your stomach. There's no conceptual reason. There's no reason within the framework of the Tosefta to see any link between chameshet b'nei dagan and berkat borei minei mizonot. There's no reason at all. And that is why berkat borei minei mizonot in the Tosefta within the framework of Birkat HaMinim can be a bracha both for Dagan and both for rice. But in the Bavli, since Rav Shmuel limited, I'll try to explain to you why. They limited Birkat Borei Minei Mizonot to Chameshet Minei Dagan. They do not know how to explain the Tosefta that has Birkat Borei Minei Mizonot for rice. And the reason is because the limitation of Birkat Borei Minei Mizonot in Chameshet Minei Dagan is in the Bavli within the framework of Birkat HaPerot. Only Dagan deserves a special bracha Borei Minei Mizonot, and not what's not Dagan. And therefore, rice, conceptually, the Gemara points out,
should not, if you don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, rice should not get a bracha or an emzonot. Now we have to try to, so I would say the following. The reason rice has a special halachic stature, that it has a bracha rishon of emzonot, but acharav is borei nefashot, is a sarid to the fact that that's what Rabbi Yehuda held in the Tosefta. After we conceptually accepted the Bavli, we should not reach that conclusion. Now, I would like to try to explain what's behind, really, the sugya that tried to find the bracha dafka for Dagan. And I think the reason is very simple. And I think you can trace a few more hints within the sugyot of Ketzad Mevarchim to what I want to suggest to you. And that is that if I go to the Mishnah and ask myself for the uniqueness of the bracha on wine and bread. Now I want to go back to your question before. What's behind that? Why are wine and bread unique? Why aren't they under the regular format of brachot? Why do they get a special bracha? You say davar chashuv, yeah. So the truth is that the Gemara, we will read it soon, in Lamed Amud Beis asks this question. When the Gemara explores this, the Gemara says, Maishna yayin, ilema mishum dishtani li luya, ishtani li bracha, hareshemen dishtani li luya, velo ishtani li bracha. So the Gemara, I'm skipping a little, the Gemara says, Elamar marzut racham ya zayin, mashcha la zayin, umashcha la zayin, they try to prove that yes. And the name of Tevi Yituf to the Rabbi Shmuel, Dami Avrochim Brahim, the name is not Elachameshit Miminim Bilva. What did the Gemara here already recognize? What I told you before in the Tosefta, that the term mazon does not match chameshet minei dagan. There are many things which are zayin which are not chameshet minei dagan. Eventually, what the Gemara reaches the conclusion that it's a matter of sa'id. Okay, the Gemara says nama sa'id chamer lo sa'id ela nachamer id beitarte sa'id umesamech nama misat sa'id. The Gemara eventually reaches the conclusion is because there's sa'id. Well, I would say the following. I think that the pshutam shel dvarim, it appears a lot later on, that wine and the bread are factors, elements which create a suda. They're birkas ha-suda, and that's why on the one hand, later on, you learn the Gemara and the Daf Mem. Shehakol is the machloket in the Gemara, is it poter, hamotzi, and wine. Because hamotzi and wine do not belong conceptually to the framework of birkas ha-perot. They're not birkas ha-perot. Whoever said that before is right. They are birkas ha-suda, and that's partially what's behind, the fact that yayin and lechem apoter kol mini ochle kol mini mashkin, because it's not a bracha only on bread and on wine, it's a bracha on the suda when bread is the center of the suda, but it's poter not maybe unique or v'tuffel according to many rishonim. It's not like in Rashi and other rishonim, but according to most rishonim, because they're part of the suda, and wine has the same factor regarding to drink. I would even add more. If you go to the Gemara in Shlosha Shachlu, it would even seem that wine and bread perhaps have a different marker for bracha rishona. Gemara on Memchet Amud Bet, Gemara brings a brighter, which I will not try to solve all its problems now. V'chalta v'savato v'erachta. And Gemara here tries to find the different parts of Birkat HaMazon in this pasuk, different brachot of Birkat HaMazon. The Gemara later on continues, and the Gemara says, Ain li el acharav lefanav minayin. Amarta kal vachomer shusaveh mivarech shurev lo kol sheken. The Gemara here makes the kal vachomer that this pasuk can be a makor for bracha rishona too. Now I would like to suggest that since the pasuk of Birkat HaMazon relates to what you make Birkat HaMazon on, so the kal vachomer can only relate to what? To what? To bracha rishona for what you make Birkat HaMazon on. Or I'll say maybe differently. If we translate now the categorical world of brachot, we talked about Birkat HaPerot, Birkat HaMinim. If you have, relating to the Gemara and Nimchet, if you have Birkat HaMazon la'acharav, you can have Birkat HaMazon lefanav. That's what the Gemara is saying there. What is Birkat HaMazon lefanav? Hamoti lechem min haaretz.
Ubaritzri agefen.
Now, I want to relate to what I was asked before. Here, it's not the way it's in nature. Right, it's a different concept. I would say more than that. The way it appears in nature cannot create a meal. Human meal has to be created through human process. To some extent, maybe paradoxical, the elements of Rabbi Yehuda, Birkat HaMinim, appear in Birkat HaMazon of Chachamim. Meaning, Birkat HaMazon, Lefanav U'Acharav, relates to a meal. A framework of a meal really went through human process. And even here, the Nusach of the Bracha is taken from a Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Daled, Lotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. And we relate it to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz. So, Ha Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz. But it would seem in the Mishnah that the uniqueness of Yayin and of Hamotzi is due to the fact that they are conceptually different brachot. They're Birkat HaMazon Lefana. That's why Shehakol, I'm repeating, Machlok, it can't be Poteri, because it doesn't belong to the world of Birkat HaPirot. And that's also why they're Poteri everything else. I would add even more. This is the aura I heard from a friend of mine. His name is Menachem Katz. That we may even find a Tosefta which may reflect that maybe they were developed chronologically in different times. I would want to add before that if you go now to the outside world, I'm sure you've seen movies of a nice Christian family before they eat a meal or read some books. They only make brachot on before a meal. They don't make a bracha before an apple, right? Because conceptually, what do they have in mind? That a meal you bless the grace of the Lord, right? But you don't make your grace before you eat an apple. Or say it conceptually now, translate to the categories of Bara Brachot. They know the Kal V'chomer HaMemchet, who Saveh Mevarech, Shu Raev Lo Kol Shekeh. They don't know the Gemara and Lamed Hei. Then what does the Gemara and Lamed Hei say? No. Sfarah, Sor La'adam, She'enem, Olam Azur, V'lo Bracha. They realize that when I get a meal, that's what fills me in, that's what keeps me going. So I say thank you. Then every time I drink a drop of water, they don't know that. Well, we know that secret, okay? We have more presence of God in our lives. But we do see that in the great world, people have this idea, and perhaps it can be reflected in a very interesting Tosefta. It's in Perakei Halacha Chavet, my pages I printed out, 224. This Tosefta seems to be describing people in Yerushalayim, apparently in Gizman Abai. And look at the brachot they would make. Makriv menachot b'Yerushalayim, what brachot would he make? She'giyanu l'zman hazeh. Shu makrivan, akvu l'akriv menachot. Shu ochlan, hamutzi lechem min haaretz. Makriv zvachiv. Shu omer baruch she'giyanu l'zman hazeh. Shu makrivan, till here it's parallel to what he did, the brachot of menachot. Now look what happens to when he eats it. While in menachot, what bracha does he make? Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. What bracha does he make on a zevach? What? It should have said lichora, what bracha does he make? She'akol or? Well, that's a bracha of Rabbi, we don't know. But if you've shown him and noticed this, you should know. He had a very sharp eye. And you know what he says in that? I forget what line it is. I'll find it in a second. Okay, Perakei Halacha Chavet, page 28. Okay. Reb Shaul Lieberman says, what line is this? 45. Okay, here it is. Here. V'nei atosefta lo iskira kan tzech levarech gam shakol niya bidvaro. V'atam u'mishum shu regilim lechol at habasar gam bepat. V'apat poteret omri bracha zo. Yeah, in the so-called Hebrew, they had a lafa, okay? They had a shawarma there, and they already said amoisi. But I think that kipshutim shadvarim, perhaps there's no shahakol here for a simple reason, that perhaps this tosefta may reflect, we'll say al-derech ha'efshar, okay? It may reflect, perhaps a time where conceptually there are birkat ha'suda, and you don't have the world of what? Of birkat ha'perot, or of shahakol. I would add, whoever learned the Gemara and Daf Lamed Hei, who's the drasha of Kodesh Hilulim? Who's the Bala drasha? Rabbi Akiva. Maybe at the time of the Bayit, they thought you only make Birkat HaMazon. So I won't sign on that Bishvua, but I would say that conceptually, the world of Brachot, I'm trying to develop it with you, has on the one hand Birkat HaMazon, Lifanav Ulacharav, and that's Birkat HaSuda. you have Birkata Perot and Birkata Minin. I would also add, they won't develop it here, that Shehakol conceptually also may be a different category, and that's Birkat Hanenin. Also, Adam Shehene, that's Birkat Hanenin. Yes, please.
I mean, one might think that the reason for this is not necessarily Birkot HaSuda, but that Birkot Shehakol is a later development. I mean,
that's
only thing almost models. I mean, I guess one other question throw into this is to the extent that Birkot HaPirot are modeled upon Bereshit Aleph, they weren't permitted to meet Bereshit Aleph. So then that may be why.
It may fit well. Okay. Now, what I would like to suggest that in the Bavli there's a shift that tried to explain the gap, the difference between Hamotzi and Borei Pri HaGafen on a different basis. Not on the basis of a Seuda, that a Seuda deserves special brachot, but conceptually they're different, but for a different reason. I think there are very clear, I would say, hints within the Sugyot that show this possibility that maybe the uniqueness of bread and wine is not due to the fact that they compone a meal, but to the fact that they are dagan, tirosh, and yitzar. Let's start with the Gemara at the beginning of the parak you have learned. What does the Gemara say in Daf Lamed Hey? You learned it. So what can you learn from Kodesh Milulim Hashem? What does the Gemara say? I'm going through the Gemara very carefully. The Gemara says that you can learn from that Ashkechan Kerem. Kerem is Tirosh. Right? Shor Mini Minayim, the Aleph Mikerem. What does the Gemara say? Mala Kerem Sheken Chaya Bololot Kama Tochiach Mala Kama Chazar Adin, etc. So what does the Gemara say? What do you know? Kama and Kerem. And what does the Gemara say? Ati nami zayit, di beitav izbeach. What is zayit, kaman, kerem? Dagan, hirosh, nisar. That's what they are. Now, I would add more than that. If you read the Gemara carefully, what is the nature of birkat ha-peirot within the framework of kodesh hilulim la-Hashem? They're not a matir of hanoah that's asur. That only comes in later in the sugya. They are a hilul, they're a kiyum of shevach. Kodesh hilulim la-Hashem. Now, why be mahalel the kodesh baruch hu on whatever goes in the Mizbeach is very simple. Because what is the world of brachot? That you approach God when you see God through nature. How do you approach God through the Mizbeach? I mean, the Tzad Mizbeach that the Gemara brings is relevant to the world of brachot because they have a Tzad HaShaveh. The Tzad HaShaveh is the ability of man to see God. You see God through what He created and you approach God through the Mizbeach. And the hilul of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is where his presence is evident, and that's through his creation. And that's what the Gemara thought, only by the major components of the human diet, I would say, which is Dagan, Tirosh, and Yitzhar. They are the major parts. That's what Chai Vitruis and Maestris. So they deserve a bracha.
But not the sacrifice.
Not the sacrifice, what do you mean? All three go in the Mizbeach too.
Mm. So it's
Were you asking about the sacrifice of the Basar?
If the whole idea is the tzadim zbeach,
it's a good question. Maybe what Rabbi Jeremy said before, I don't know. I mentioned before that it's a good question. But you see clearly in the Gemara has dagan tirosh v'yitzar in front of its eyes. Let's go to another Gemara, which I quoted before. When the Gemara asks, are they shemen? What?
That might be circular, though. In other words, they might think in terms of they have tzadim zbeach, which we may live dagan tirosh v'yitzar. I mean, there obviously may be a connection between that, but is the Gemara really thinking in those terms?
I don't know, but I'll bring another Gemara. The Gemara on Amid Ham with Bez. The Gemara wants to know why is there no special bracha for Shemen. Again, what is the Gemara having in front of its eyes? If Dagan is a special bracha, and Tirosh is a special bracha, who else should have a special bracha? Yitzhar. The Gemara gives the right answer. What's the answer?
You don't
drink it or eat it. That's what the Gemara really said, meaning Yitzhar is a major component of the human kitchen. You can't cook without it. You just can't. But on the other hand, you don't eat it, so it doesn't get a bracha. Now, if this suggestion seems to you something reasonable, that the Bavli you see reflection of the idea of Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar, now we can perhaps suggest that what's driving Rav and Shmuel to find a special bracha for Dagan. In other words, to turn the uniqueness of Hamotzi, a pot,
into a larger category which would reflect Dagan. Now, I would add more than that. Where did they get this idea from of Dagan Tiroz Vitar? Or that Dagan should have a special bracha, not only bread? Perhaps they took that from a thing which Rabbi, from a place where Rabbi Jeremy has hinted to before too. And that is perhaps from the world of bracha achrona. I want to go back shortly, I have to finish soon, to that Tosefta we learned before. Pshuto shel Tosefta is that they would not make a bracha achrona on everything they ate. Right? I mean, I'm returning to the Tosefta on Orez, Halacha Zayin, Eime Varech Acharein Klum. Okay? That klum became Boreinu Fashot in the Bavli, but go back to the Gemara and Dalet I quoted to you before. You see, it's a process. It starts with me, then it develops. In the Bavli, you still have this answer. I always find it mind boggling. Sounds like my 7-year-old, Ravashi, in the Gemara, and he says, Ana zimna b'chimat karna avid v'kakulu. If I remember, I do it. If I don't remember, I don't do it. You know, sounds like my 7-year-old. I would add more than that. If I talked before about Birkot HaSeuda, you know, children don't like to wash and eat bread because they don't want to say Birkos HaMazon. You know that, right?
Yeah.
It's a known phenomenon.
They don't want to wash.
They don't want to wash. Yeah, it's a known thing, okay?
It's not the washing they mind.
Meaning they also understand conceptually that a meal is different, you know. Now, there's a very interesting story quoted in the Tosefta, and the Bavli's quote a little differently. And that is... I'm taking you to Tosefta Perek Dal Alocha Tesvav, line 230. Okay, that cloud. Kol shemim shiva min dagan, Rabbi Gamliel lo mabarach acharav shalosh brachot, v'chachanu omrim bracha achat. Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel skenim shumisubim b'iricho, hevi'u lifneem kutavot v'achlu. Now, how is the story brought in the Bavli? You go to the Bavli Lamed Zayin. The Bavli Lamed Zayin is 7 lines from the bottom. זה הכלל, כל שני שבעת המינים, רבי גמליאל שלוש ברכות, קוראים לברכה אחת מהן שלוש. Okay, we're already aware of that difference. מעשה ברבן גמליאל והזקנים, שהיו מביאים מסובין בעלייה ביריחו, הביאו לפניהם כותבות ואכלו, ונתן רבי גמליאל רשות לרבי עקיבא לברך, קפץ וברך רבי עקיבא ברכה אחת. Ready to tell us that,
if you got permission to say a bracha, why is it described as קפץ וברך? And if you look at the Tosefta, you see very clearly, the Tosefta does not describe Rabbi Gamliel as giving him permission. Rabbi Akiva was kafatu berech, and where did Rabbi Akiva make a bracha? Berach, achalehen, achat, and on that Rabbi Gamliel attacked him. Rabbi Gamliel, Akiva.
What does it say in the Tosefta? Bavli to Akiva, okay. Lama ata machnis roshcha levein amachloket?
Which in the Bible you can't understand. It tells us that he had to say some bracha. He told him to bench.
But if you realize that he jumped and he did it on his own, he wanted to prove to Rabbi Gamliel, or make a, I would say, a president in front of all Chachamim Yisrael, the halacha is, kechachamim, that he gets bracha achat.
Amar lo, limatanu achrei rabim la'atot, af al pi shata omer kach, v'chavirech omerim kach, alachat kidivrei amerubim. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishmo, kol shem yin shiva, v'lo yin dagan, או דגן ולא עשה או פת, וגמליאל אומר, מברך אחריו שלוש ברכות, וחכמים אומרים ברכה אחת, וכל שאינו לא ממין שיבה ולא ממין דגן, וגמליאל אומר, מברך אחריו ברכה אחת, וחכמים אומרים again, ולא כלום. Now let's try for a moment to understand the sheet of חכמים, or perhaps understand the original הלכה regarding ברכה אחת after you eat. According to חכמים, it's limited only to מין שיבה, מין דגן, לגב ברכה אחת, and bread gets shalosh brachot.
Chachamim don't hold that every time you eat you have to say thank you. Chachamim hold you only say thank you if you eat dagan min shiva. Why? So the chora that's rooted in a very simple thing, you've seen it before in the nuschaot of the bracha achat. I will hint to what I think the bracha achat is. It's rooted in the Psukim and the Torah and in Dvarim Chet. What do you say thank you to Kodesh Baruch Hu on in Bracha Achrona? Not on the food. V'arta v'tzavata uverachta et Hashem Elokecha al ha'aretz ha'tova shenatala. Because who takes the food out of the earth?
Humans.
Read Dvarim Chet. The man, the lechem comes
min
ha'shamayim.
when you live in Eretz Yisrael, where does the lechem come from? From the Eretz. And then you will say, Kochi v'otem yodi osali et achayel azeh. And what is the danger? V'shachachta et pen tochal v'savata. Just listen to the words of the psukim. Pen tochal v'savata v'shachachta. And what is the Birkas HaMazon coming to do against the danger of v'shachachta, tochal v'savata? What does the Torah say? V'chalta v'savata uverachta. And then you will know, v'zachayta et Hashem Elokecha, by a bracha you remember the Kadosh Baruch Hu, ki hu anoten lecha koach lasot. Now what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu give us? It's Kol Chivol Timyad. You know, the Ran in his drushes says, Torah doesn't take Osher to say Kol Chivol Timyad, you also use the Chayel Azeh. Just remember who gave you the Koach Lasot Chayel. I mean, humans should have Koach V'Chayel. They don't have to assume they don't have it. Just remember who gave it to you. Now how did the Kodesh Baruch Hu give us the ability Lasot Koach V'Chayel through giving us the Aretz? If I mentioned before in Chachamim, you mavarchel Kodesh Baruch Hu on what he did in Bereishis, Borei Priya Eitz, Borei Priya Adama, Birkas HaMazon is Hodah that he gave us the Aretz. Now what reflects the Aretz? What do we see in Borei Chet? Shiva Saninim. So food that reflects the Aretz, we thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the Aretz. Now the Brocha Achas, I would suggest, its center should be the Aretz, and if you go back to those Haggadahs from Eretz Yisrael, you'll really see that the brachot emphasize the Aretz. Look at the beautiful brachot. It's 61. On Borei Priya Eitz, Shabara harim ufkaot v'nata b'hem etz kol pri. Baruch atah Hashem, ala aretz v'al priya etz. From where I've taken these words, Bara harim ufkaot, no, you like psukim, no? From Dvarim Chet. Hashem, eretz harim ufkaot, we thank you for giving us eretz harim ufkaot. So that is what... Thank you for correcting me. But take it from Dvarim.
In other words, the world of Bracha Achrona is Hoda'at Ha'aretz, and not Hoda'ah that I'm full, and not Hoda'ah for giving me, for eating. It's conceptually a different world than the world of Bracha Rishona. Bracha Rishona is on, because Bracha is creating nature, and Bracha Achron is him giving us the Aretz so we can take our Perot. That's the world of Bracha Achron. Conceptually, they're a different world. Now, within this framework, it makes sense not to relate to a Suda and to Lechem, but Dafka to relate to Dagon. But even here, we are aware of the uniqueness of Lechem. It's also in the Psukim. Eretz Asher Miskenut, Tuchal B'Lechem. Now, Rabbi Gamliel has a dual machlok in the Chachamim, apparently. On the one hand, Rabbi Gamliel wipes out the difference between Lechem and Dagon. They all get Shalosh Brachot. And also, Rabbi Gamliel has this idea that you make a Bracha Achrona on any food you ate. I'm going back to that Tosefta. Kol she'eino lo mimin shiv lo mimin Dagon, Rabbi Gamliel omer v'ach acharav Bracha Achat. Now, what I would like to suggest that perhaps the Sikh of Bavli Brachas, I would say, which makes Dr. Rabbi Shmuel very good formulated. You can choose the way you want to formulate what I'm trying to say. But the search for a special bracha for Minei Dagan is, and the suggestion, the Minei Mizonot, which they took from the world of the Tosefta. Within the Tosefta, it's within the framework of Birkas Haminim. And I'm repeating, the Mazon of the Tosefta has nothing to do with Minei Dagan. The Mazon there is Eved Zayne. But in the Bavli, it's rooted in the attempt to, on the one hand, expand the uniqueness of Lechem and Yayin to Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar, that perhaps it's rooted in an attempt to equalize, or to conceptually make them similar, the world of Bracha Achrona, to go to the world of Bracha Rishona, and it works in both directions. On the one hand, we take the concept of Dagan from Bracha Achrona into Bracha Rishona, and we say Dagan gets a bracha borei minei mizonot, and we have a whole sugya, why doesn't Yitzhar have a bracha? But perhaps the opposite also happened. And that I can only show you in Tosfos. Okay, I can't show it to you in the Gemara, but I want to relate to a beautiful Tosfos in Daf Lamed Tet, where the Tosfos talk about the shiur of bracha achrona. The Gemara there says very clearly on Lamed Tet that you need a shiur for bracha achrona. all Rishonim point out that Bracha Rishonah doesn't need a shiur. Why not? Because conceptually they're rooted in different worlds. The concept of Bracha Rishonah is Asur La'adam Shiyehene Me'olam Hazeh Belo Bracha, and Lehanot Belo Bracha is even less than a Kazayit. On the other hand, Bracha Achrona needs a shiur because you need Achila. Tosfos here bring an amazing shita. V'hari Ayah Omer, the last lines in my pages here. בבורא נפשות, כיוון דלאו ברכה חשובה היא, אפילו בבציר משיעורה מברכין בורא נפשות רבות. They want to suggest that the same way ברכה ראשונה doesn't need שיעור, בורא נפשות doesn't require a שיעור. It's also to say, זה לא נראה. דכיוון דבורא נפשות תקנוע כנגד על הגפן, כי איך ידע על הגפן בורא שיעור, בורא נפשות רבות, נמי בי שיעור. Now the Reed seems to be saying that לאו ברכה חשובה. I would like to suggest conceptually, to continue what I tried to suggest before, that perhaps we can explain the Re in the following way. The Borei Nefashot Rabot, according to Re, is not a Bracha Achrona. What is it? It's a Birkas Haneni Le'acharea. Let's try to put it together. Hamoti is Birkas Hamazon Lefanea, and Shalosh Brachot is Birkat Hamazon Leacharea. Shehakol, or the world of Birkat HaPerot, is Birkat Haneni Lefanea. So what is Borei Nefashot? It's Birkat Haneni Leacharea. Leacharea, you can have two dinim of a Bracha Achrona. You can have a Bracha Achrona on Achila, on the Aretz. You can also have a Bracha Achrona, do you think, the Kodesh Baruch Hu for what? For the Hana you had. The same way you can have Birkat HaMazon Lefanav, you can have Birkat HaNe'anin Le'acharav. Now why it's also Chorek? Because what do they say? Kevan de Borei Nefashot Tiknua Keneged Al HaGefen, Kechid Al HaGefen, Bo'i Shiur, Borei Nefashot, Nami Bo'i Shiur. What is Tosfos insisting upon? And what is Borei Nefashot? It's a Bracha Achrona. Not Birkat HaNe'anin Le'acharav, it's a Bracha Le'acharav. So I would like to conclude, because we have to finish, that we explored here the world of brachot through the story of Borei Minei Mezonot, that perhaps falls within a very large, I would say, conceptual picture of the world of the brachot of our perek. On the one hand, we see very clearly a machlok in Rabbi Chachamim about Birkat HaPerot or Birkat HaMinim. I suggested here that the world of Hamotzi and Borei Pri HaGafen, they're not Birkat HaPerot, it's a different nusach. They're Birkat HaMazon. You have Birkat HaMazon Lefaneh and Birkat HaMazon Lacharea. They have different makorot. Birkat HaPerot is learned in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Hei from Kodesh Ilulim. I would add more than that. It appears so in the Rach. The Gemara doesn't reject that that's the makor for Bracha Lefaneh. I just said it's not sufficient for more than Kama, Zayit, and Kerem. But perhaps for Kama, Zayit, and Kerem, they really are even though Maskana learn from Kodesh Yilulim Hashem. If that is so, the Rach seems to be saying that. So the Svara, Asur L'Adam She'en, is not a mocker for all Birkat HaPerot, it's only a mocker for what's not included in Kama, Zayit, and Kerem. Perhaps that's the mocker for Birkat HaNe'anim. So we have Birkat HaNe'anim, we have Birkat HaPerot, Birkat HaMinim, and Birkat HaMazon. Now, conceptually, they seem to be totally different worlds. Bracha Achrona is a different world than Bracha Rishona. Birkat HaMazon is a different world than Birkat HaPerot, different world than Birkat HaNe'anim. We can see in the sugyot, perhaps an attempt to try to learn from one or the other. Meaning, or I can make them like a sandwich. I can have Birkat HaMazon lefanav l'acharav. I can have Birkat HaNe'anim lefanav l'acharav. Or I can perhaps learn from one on the other. Meaning, if in the world of Bracha Achrona I see Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzhar, so the same I learned about a bracha rishona, that perhaps in the Bavli Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzhar, and that perhaps is what's behind the Gemara's attempt to find a special bracha for Dagan. And for here the Gemara used, Rabbi Shmuel used the Tosefta, but in the Tosefta the bracha Borei Minei Mezonot was mentioned regarding Dagan, but also mentioned regarding Orez, and the reason is so is because it's within the framework of Birkat Borei Minei, and Mazon does not necessarily, the Tosefta, mean Dagan. and it's within the framework of Birkas Haminim, Rabbi Shmuel used it, does the Gemara cut them, you get stuck with Orez, and that's why Orez had this special bracha. What is behind all of this is something which is related, and this I'll conclude, something that I feel has changed this year in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have it here. That is the relationship to Shemitah. What's behind the whole learning of brachot, I'm sure you have mentioned the Gemara in Baba Kama Zaflam, and Haiman Devoy Levi Chasida, the Kai Mila de Brachot. Brachot relates to one of the major challenges we have in our religious life, especially in the modern world, and that is to feel the presence of God. That is to see God behind the clouds. That is to know that when you eat something, when you enjoy nature, you see its creator. And the world of brachot constantly tries to remind us to build our halachic framework from within, will relate to the Kadosh Baruch Hu as creating the world. In Eretz Yisrael this year in Shemitah, there's a new trend, you should know. It's my sixth Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, but it's the first time I feel it. That is that people in Eretz Yisrael today do not want to stand Shemitah only as an Isser. You know, you see the phrase, Loch Shas Tevel, Parol of Shvit. And when you say that, you relate to Shemitah as like an Isser that you have to somehow avoid. And perhaps the machlokas in Eretz Yisrael today, and what's the best way to approach Shemitah, is really a very fundamental question. Those who try to find a way that will just come from Chutz La'aretz, or through Nochri, or even Heter Mechira to some extent, basically they're trying to avoid Shemitah. We won't meet it. Bring it from Chutz La'aretz, there's no Shemitah. If it's from Nochri, there's no Shemitah. There are voices today, I think it's the first Shemitah that you can feel them so loud and significant. People want to be Mekayim Shemitah, it's a positive concept. They want through their eating and drinking to feel the Shabbat Ha'aretz. As the Psukim say, Vayita Shabbat Ha'aretz Lachem Le'ochla. The idea that through eating I can achieve Kedusha, and that's why now for the first time, I think in Eretz Yisrael, the concept of Kedusha Shviz, of wanting to buy peros, to eat peros, which have Kedusha Shviz, is very common. You go to the supermarket, if they have the Otzer Beis Din, so today it's only above vegetables, which were picked after Rosh Hashanah. You see over the tomatoes it says Kedusha Shviz, over the cucumbers Kedusha Shviz, over the red peppers Kedusha Shviz. And perhaps we are in the midst of some shift, I would say, in the attitude towards the ability to eat peros Shviz, in order to create a more positive religious experience. And perhaps it's not a case, it's not a coincidence that through mitzvot atliyot ba'aretz, this is achieved. So mitzvot atliyot ba'aretz go back to some extent to the idea of varim ched that we mentioned before. We get the aretz from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and through eating out of the aretz, we remember the Kadosh Baruch Hu that he gave it to us, and we bless him for his grace. Thank you very much. Have a good year.